Good morning. Welcome to FOSDEM 2022 and welcome to the RACO Dev Room, a dev room entirely dedicated to the RACO programming language. Here at FOSDEM today, everything takes place online, and there are about 50 different dev rooms dedicated to different programming languages, different technologies, starting from ADA and finishing alphabetically with Web3, and potentially, definitely, there might be much more, and so it's really great that RACO has its own space today here at FOSDEM. In this dev room, we have 10 talks today. We start at 10:05 and we finish at around 5:30 afternoon. Most of the talks are pre-recorded, but you still can use the chat to talk directly to the speaker and to other people watching this video. After the video is finished, there's some time until the next time slot starts to have some live Q&A session. At the end of the day, there's another Q&A session, a Q&A session with the RACO Steering Committee. These are the people who define the shape and the future of the RACO programming language, so you may use this opportunity to directly talk to them, to ask the questions about the program language, about its future, and basically everything. It's interesting to know that exactly 7 years ago, on the 1st of February 2015, here at FOSDEM, there at Brussels, Larry Wall, the creator of both Perl and RACO programming languages, announced that RACO, the Perl 6, would be ready by Christmas 2015. And that announcement took place in the main FOSDEM room in front of a huge audience.
"I have an announcement," says Dolo. "Dear Demolots, I commend you. We've been all waiting very patiently for an old pup to say something interesting. For many years now, the joke has been that Perl 6 would be ready by Christmas. We just wouldn't say which one. And every year, some small number of people would miss the joke and think we were really planning to have Perl 6 out there by Christmas. And one or two would miss the joke intentionally and claim we were lying. But this year, I believe, along with my companions, that we have a pretty good shot at getting an official beta version out on 9th in September. And an official version 6.0.0.0.0.0 ready by this Christmas." That's Christmas.
In 2019, it was decided to rename Perl 6 to something else. First, it was proposed to rename it to Camellia, because Camellia is the butterfly, the mascot of RACO now. But later, it was decided that RACO is the new name of the language. So today, we have this RACO Dev Room at FOSDEM. And before we actually start the Dev Room today, let me announce that this year there will be an online RACO conference. It will take place in the early days of August. You will get all the information from about how to attend this conference on the website raco.org. So just visit it time to time, subscribe to different social media like Facebook, subscribe to Reddit. Just try to follow RACO with the hashtag RACOLang, RACOLang one word. And by the way, there's also some news about the offline conference, the Perl and RACO workshop, which will take place at the end of March in Leipzig, in Germany. So I wish you the pleasant day. I wish you enjoy all the talks. If you cannot attend everything, just make sure you return back when the recordings will be published.